Welcome to My Favorite F Word, the podcast with me, Joel, but you might know me as Galax from Instagram. For as long as I can remember, I've loved style, fashion, clothes, the lot. What I also love is hearing from people about how they've shaped their signature style. What were the signature pieces that have been staples in their wardrobe, or what clothes mean the most to them and why? For today's episode, I'm delighted to welcome Tim DeSaint, the king of minimal style. I'm really intrigued to hear about his personal connection to fashion. Thank you for coming on here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be one of the first few.
No worries. I really wanted to talk to you. I feel like you've got a very distinct kind of style. And I think we've spoken about this before the past times we've met up, that like your style has definitely evolved recently as well from what it was. So I thought you'd be a really great person to come in and talk about fashion and style and stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely changed over the years, you know, like I just go with the times and just whatever I want to wear right now, I'll switch it up, up my style. And yeah, definitely over the years, I've gone from every possible style you can imagine, from the super classic traditional menswear to like streetwear stuff or more edgy stuff. And now I'm just a blend.
That's good though. For anybody like listening that doesn't know about you, do you want to kind of tell a little bit about what you do, how you got there?
Just a little intro. So my name is Tim DeSaint. I make fashion videos on pretty much all of the platforms out there, YouTube, yes. TikTok, Instagram. We try to be everywhere. And we just try to focus on producing high quality fashion content. I'm a big fan of filmmaking and cinematography as well. So I try to blend that passion with my passion for fashion and just make cool, entertaining videos that help people around the world to just express themselves and be confident in their skin and dress better, you know?
Definitely. I think that's one noticeable thing about your content is the premium quality. Like, it's always top notch.
Thank you.
And I feel like you put so much work into each video, all your reels, all your content, YouTube videos especially. I know that because when we spoke again previously, you've told me about you write scripts.
Yeah. They're all scripted. Like, I treat each one almost like a short film, and we script everything, like spend a lot of time selecting all of the music and shooting the A-roll, B-roll, all that. And like these days, like when I first started, I would post one video every week, every Wednesday. And now it's maybe every 2 weeks at best.
Yeah.
And it's not because we're slacking. It just takes us so long to work on each video.
Yeah. You want to make it the best that you possibly can. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Mine isn't like that.
No, yours are great. I love it. I'm so inspired by your style, man. It's so cool.
Thank you. Mine's definitely more
I noticed a change in, a change of, not a change, but like an evolution of your style recently as well. Like you're really leaning into that Balenciaga kind of aesthetic. And I love it, man. It's really sick.
Thank you. I recently did a video on YouTube where I kind of had to go back and look at my older outfits because I referenced pieces that I got like in the past, and it made me look at like pictures from like 2017, 2018, and even then my style was so different. So it's crazy we both kind of have that where we have documented our style for so long that you can see the evolution, which is really nice in a way.
Looking at the past pictures is not good. I've unfortunately kept it all up there on Instagram for everyone to see. And
yeah, do you ever archive anything or no?
I don't. No. I actually don't.
Neither do I.
It's probably like a handful of photos that are archived. Like I barely have anything there.
I'm proud of it. It made me who I am.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Speaking of clothing from the past, what is the first outfit or item of clothing that you remember being in love with? Oof. This can be anything, like from when you're little, from when you're a teenager. Everyone said so many different things. So
that I've fallen in love with.
Yeah, you specifically. What did you fall in love with?
Well, I feel like I have to say something that's still in my wardrobe today.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise it's not. Is it true love if you're not, if you've parted ways, you know?
It's completely up to you. Everyone's answer has been so different. So if you feel like this is a piece that you have fallen in love with and you still love, then yeah.
My mind goes two ways. Hmm. The first is actually the t-shirt I'm wearing right now, but I've given these guys way too much free promotion, so I'm going to stop. But okay, I'm not going to stop. This is a Uniqlo.
That's
the Arism oversized t-shirt. It's the first, like, it's one of the first like oversized t-shirts I got, which with a fit that I really like. Mm-hmm. And I've just been like, I just wear these constantly. Like I have a rotation of a million of them.
I was going to say, how many do you have?
Because what's good is that they're quite affordable as well. So if you stay in one, like almost all my YTs are from there. And if I stay in one, I'm not too fussed about it.
How much is this one?
I think it used to be 12 pounds. I think now it's gone up to 14.
Ooh, price
which
increase.
Is, yeah, a little inflation there. Yeah. But it's still, yeah, it is still on the more affordable end of things. And yeah, it's a good t-shirt, great fit. But I would say one other piece that I really love is this black coat I have from Zara.
Ooh.
I've had it for like, honestly, like at least 4 years.
Wow, that's good.
it's the first like overcoat that I've worn with a silhouette that actually enables me to wear like chunky stuff underneath.
Oh, you can, so like, without bulking it out too.
Yeah, because so many coats I find, like it's quite hard to find anywhere from high street to high end. Like I find it hard to find coats where the armhole is low enough and big enough and like with the right amount of drop shoulder that you can actually fit a chunky hoodie underneath.
Yeah, because if I know what you mean. If the seams don't really align,
yeah,
it becomes awkward.
They're almost all made for like, you know, that very, like the coat you put on top of a suit, like a slim tailored one.
Like a regular fit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to find one with just a bit more room in there.
Yeah.
And this is one I've had for years. It's still in pretty good condition, actually.
That's good. I feel like you take very good care of your clothes.
I try. Yeah, I follow the laundry labels for sure.
I feel like people have a go at me all the time because my sneakers are always dirty. But I like that aesthetic of like, okay, these aren't that dirty because these are brand new. Sorry, he's looking at my trainers.
Yeah, these are great. He's wearing some the Balenciaga Adidas collab.
Yes, the triple S's. So they're still fresh. That's why they look clean. But I have the track ones from Balenciaga and I've had them since 2018. The back bit has worn away because I've worn them so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're just, yeah, they look like a different color sneaker, but I like how that looks. Like I don't really love like a box fresh pair of Nike Air Force Ones, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Yeah,
so. I like both. I like them to be either pristine, super clean, or kind of that distressed look.
Yeah, not in between.
Really. Exactly, yeah.
Make a decision, right? Okay, for my next question, what outfit from film or TV lives most large in your mind? I don't really know what shows you're into or TV and
stuff.
I mean,
I watch a bit of everything, but in terms of fashion, to be honest, like the one I quite like, and I'm sure a lot will, some might not, but Friends.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I love that.
Love that show. I feel like a lot of outfits from Friends you can actually get inspiration of, and a lot of the things they were wearing back then are coming back today.
Definitely.
Like, I love the Cuban collar shirts, like from Chandler.
Chandler looks amazing.
The oversized kind of baggy looks that like Ross was pulling off, where you're like, oh, it's so unfashionable, but now it's like coming back.
Yeah, definitely.
And like people are loving the more like relaxed Oxford shirts and stuff. And
it's very 90s, like. You see like the sportswear looks are all sometimes wearing like an oversized like Adidas sweatshirt or something, or like Rachel's going for a jog and she looks really like sports looks. Like she looks really
cool. I love how like each character has their individual style.
Yeah, like
and Phoebe. They really pull it off. Yeah, Phoebe is the wild one.
Do you know what's really bad? I don't know if this is a good thing or not, but you know when they do flashbacks and it's like Ross and Chandler like back when they were younger in the 80s and they've come back like home and they're like in a band. And they think they look really cool.
Yeah.
And they're in these massive oversized suits, like brushing up their sleeves. That's how I look a lot of the time.
Yeah, they're like, my style.
Yeah. I've been like out with my friends in like a white suit from Weekday. Got it like a few months ago. And I'm like, I literally look like Ross and Chandler at the moment when they come back home to visit. I was like, is that a good thing or no?
who's your favorite character? Like whose style do you like best?
Style-wise? I think Chandler.
Chandler's cool.
I think he looks good. Like you said, the open collar shirts, like the Cuban.
He's got
shirts.
That dad vibe on point.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, you don't really think about it too much, but especially in the older episodes, I'm talking like the first few seasons, you know, like 1 to 4 or something. They all just look really stylish.
They but do.
I think so. When you think of them, like, Joey will always have that, like, slick back kind of hair with, like, a white tee. He's kind of giving, like, Grease vibes, you know, with, like, leather pants.
Even his, like, I remember this one leather jacket he would wear, like, it's got that drop shoulder and everything, like almost like a leather bomber kind of thing.
And I think it's really cool. It's probably because the clothes, the vintage clothes that we're buying now is what they were actually wearing then.
Exactly.
So it's just come back around.
Yeah. Always but, comes back around.
Yeah, Friends is a good shout. I like that a lot. Okay, I think this could be an interesting one. What is your biggest fashion or outfit ick?
I cannot stand you see that sometimes in London, actually. Mm-hmm. Like the skinny jeans, yes, with the chunky like McQueen type sneaker.
Yes.
And the tight polo shirt.
Do you know what? It was so funny because like in like 2015 and stuff, I had those McQueen sneakers and I was wearing them all the time. I loved them so much. And I remember like people making fun of me because they were so chunky. People like, they're so ugly. This kind of like thing people were saying to me. And then it somehow like flipped on its head and it's like the fuckboy guys are now wearing skinny jeans.
They ruined it.
McQueen sneakers. And I'm like, when did that switch? Like, when did that happen?
Because it's actually a cool sneaker. It's, yeah, it's a nice silhouette. It's but a great it's, sneaker.
It's been it's done by been, them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good ick. I agree.
What's your fashion ick? I'm curious. I'm like reverse podcasting you.
Oh my God. Some people have reversed the questions on me a few times, so I have said a few icks. I'm going to try and think of a new one. I'm trying to think if there's any current ones that I just don't love. Oh, I think recently, I don't know what happened, but everyone keeps cutting holes out of things. So like ASOS specifically are selling a lot of tops with like cutouts, which sometimes can look cool, but some of the ones that they're selling are not. You know Mean Girls? Have you seen Mean Girls?
I have not.
Okay. You need to watch Mean Girls.
Okay, I will watch Mean Girls.
The first thing. The second thing is, as a prank on the main Mean Girl, they cut the like nipple of her sweatshirt. So after she finishes in the gym, she puts on a sweatshirt and she's like just showing her bra. So she's got two holes here and it's a prank. And like everyone just then sees it as a trend. Because they think she's really cool, so whatever she's doing, they kind of copy. And that's kind of what's happening right now, in that loads of guys and girls are wearing all these cutout tops with like random holes in it, but I don't think it adds anything specifically to
that. I feel like it really has to be done right.
Yeah. It's the placement of the hole that's important. But ASOS are selling like, they look like pieces of cheese. You know, like a cartoon piece of cheese with like holes all over it? So yeah, that's my ick at the moment. Tops with holes in them.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, so for my next question, what outfit would you want to be buried in?
That's a
morbid.
That's a morose, yeah. Yeah. Question. I feel like if I'm buried in it, I'd want it to be timeless, right?
Yeah. That's good.
Probably something black.
Yes.
Because white would I like how I'm taking a question like very
you take
literally.
It very seriously.
No, but it's a literal question, you know, like if you're wearing white,
It's gonna get
dirty.
Yeah.
Like at some point the ants are gonna come in, they're gonna like eat at it. It's not gonna be good.
No.
I wanna look sharp.
Forever.
Forever. Obviously. And we all know what color is forever timeless.
Black.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it has to be all black. Probably like I'm really loving the Issey Miyake pleats.
Nice.
Like maybe those. I think like even though they're unique, they're quite timeless still. Yeah. And then maybe just a nice like long sleeve black shirt.
Oh, nice. You're going a bit more casual than I thought you would go.
Yeah.
For the rest of time?
For the rest of time. I got to be cozy, you know?
Yeah,
I
can't be wearing, true. You got to be comfy down
some constricting suit. No. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Like
yeah.
a nice black shirt, kind of like a nice silky material maybe, and some black boots.
Stay true to who you are.
Exactly.
Even 6 feet under.
I can do that, yeah. If I die, please put this on me.
For my next question, this could be quite a fun one. I don't know how experimental you were in the past, like pre-content creation, but what's your most memorable fashion disaster? Because I feel like at the very start of your YouTube career, you played it very safe, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, what could be the disaster?
That's funny. I played it safe, but for the content.
Yes.
Because I was like, people aren't going to like it if I go too crazy.
Yeah, you're like, here's this pink fluorescent shirt.
So it was almost like a strategic move. I mean, my style was never too like avant-garde or anything, but I did play it like, dial down the safety notch on it a couple levels when I first started. But I've been into fashion since I was like a little kid, like 13, 14 years old. I was wearing so many like awful outfits.
I want to see this content.
Like, I don't even know if I still have it. If I don't, I would not show it to anybody. Like, I remember I was a fan of Justin Timberlake at the time. I would get like a buzz cut.
Oh my gosh.
And I do like those, you know, those vests, like kind of those wool sleeveless vests.
Yeah. But, like a V-neck one.
Yeah. They're actually coming. I mean, yeah. Today they're very popular, but the not good ones, okay. Like the checkered, like just weird colors, and I had them in a bunch of different colors. I would also wear like, I would have beanies. Okay, so when I...
Okay, I like where this is going.
When I first got into fashion, like I loved going shopping and choosing my own outfits because I'm 3/4 Asian, right? I'm half Japanese, and like Asian families, like they're like, they dress, you know, like okay, you're gonna wear this, you're gonna wear this, you're gonna do the bowl cut and all that.
Yeah,
like you don't have any say in what you wear. But then one day my mom was like, you know what, wear whatever you want, here's $20 or whatever. And back then I was living in Ecuador, and like $20 gets you far in Ecuador.
Wow.
And it was like 50 cents per like beanie.
Wow, so you had a shopping spree.
Oh yeah. So and I didn't know which color to get, so I would just get all the colors.
Oh my god.
But not just the plain ones, the striped ones as well. At one time I probably had the largest beanie selection of anybody on earth.
Would you wear it with the vest?
With everything.
Okay.
I was a beanie kid. Nice. I would wear like red beanie, like striped purple, yellow beanies, like just all kinds of,
this is,
yeah,
so outrageous. I had no idea.
It was bad. It was very bad. Actually, wait, I've got another one. This is a better one. You thought this question was gonna take 2 seconds.
No, I'm ready for it. I didn't know. That's why I said, I was like, I don't know if you have any disasters. Yeah, but we all do.
I'm coming up with these off the top of my head. I just remembered. So I'm a dancer.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I've been dancing since I was a kid as well.
Do you still dance?
Not enough. Like, so until about COVID, like there was never a time where I wouldn't take at least one dance class a week. I would dance every week.
Wait, what? I had no idea.
Yeah.
You kept that secret.
Yeah, I did, like, I competed in ballroom and stuff, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
My mind is blown, right? Wait,
I've been a backup dancer in, like, concerts and stuff.
Anything that we can see on YouTube?
No, not on YouTube. Not on YouTube. If you somehow find, like, clips of, like, French television, like old French television or Ecuadorian, not old, but like a few years ago.
Yeah, okay.
like I'm not sure it was on YouTube or anything. Maybe.
So I'm thinking now that there's some crazy dance outfits.
Oh, I've.
Is that a different?
The amount of stuff they've dressed me in is crazy. But what I was thinking about is, yeah, I was a big fan of these two dancers called Le Twins.
Okay.
You might even know them if you're not a dancer, like Liz Twins. They're these two guys, French guys, tall, black, with big afros.
Okay.
And they were famous in the dance scene, but then they became dancers for Beyonce.
Oh.
So.
Do they do like
Like freestyle hip hop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the lingo of dance. So,
yeah, but you might. Do you know who I'm on about?
I've been to a couple of Beyonce concerts.
Yeah, so they're the two that are always with her.
Right. Okay.
Like, anyways, they're sick dancers, great dancers, and I was a big fan of them at the time. And they would wear weird stuff. So one thing they would do is they would take their jeans and wear them, like the backside front.
Ooh.
So the fly would be on the back.
Very Y Project. I like that.
Yeah. They would do that. And they would wear also, you know, the ski kind of neck scarf.
Oh, Saffron showed me pictures of Liz Twins. Yeah, I think I do recognize them.
See how they're wearing like neck scarves in some of the pictures?
Yes.
Kind of the, not this one, but I think the top one in black and white there. Yeah, so they used to wear like things like this that are kind of almost like the ones you wear when you go skiing.
Right. Yeah, like to
and
keep
I
warm.
Really liked the vibe. So I would wear that, turn my jeans around and just... go to school that way, and like even if it's summer, like
okay, this is probably the craziest ones I've heard so far. We've heard of like specific pieces that just might not have been on trend at the time, but I've never heard of someone wearing their jeans back to front or with a neck warmer. And wait, was this when you were in Ecuador?
Yeah, I was like 16 maybe at the time.
Interesting.
I also like shaved one side of my head.
Oh, that's cool.
And let the rest grow, so I had
like that girl on the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, I did that.
I think we all had bad hair experiments. I think at one point I had like a rat tail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice, right? And then a big mullet. I had a mullet for a long time, which is kind of cool again now.
Mullets are kind of coming back, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. I wouldn't go there, but yeah.
Same.
No, I'm happy that you had some fashion disasters. I think you need to like unearth Is that a word? Unearth? Yeah, I think you need to unearth some pictures of these because I think everyone would want to know.
Maybe.
Okay, so actually, this is my last question. What outfit has been your ultimate favorite, the one you felt most yourself?
I'd say probably like a good hoodie.
Yeah, like a
simple
hoodie.
We all love a good
hoodie.
Yeah, like just like an oversized white tee, a hoodie on top, kind of letting the t-shirt peek out. I kind of feel like I'm doing a YouTube video now. Like,
yeah,
that's the lingo I use in my videos. Literally, I feel like I'm doing a get ready with me.
That's good though, because that's when you feel most confident, right? Like
it's comfortable. You feel good if it's a nice silhouette, maybe a little crop, a little oversized. I'm a huge fan of just big, massive coats.
Yes.
Like the bigger the better. Same. I love big coats. So a big coat on top and then anything on the bottom. Sweatpants, jeans, trousers, nothing. Whatever. Whatever the vibe is that day.
And what shoe?
Probably it's sneakers. Sneaker? Yeah, big fan of sneakers.
Sure. That I was saying the other day as well, it's like, as I've gotten older, I feel like my outlook on shopping and like fashion and everything now is more focused on like the fit and the silhouette.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was younger, I don't know if this was you with the $20 trying to find as many pieces as you could, but just because you like the look of them, not necessarily the fit.
And I feel like, at first you focus more on the color.
Yeah.
Or like you're like, oh, cool color. Or
cool print, I'll buy this.
Exactly. You look at the print, the color, maybe like the design, like how it looks on the outside, but
not necessarily how it looks on your body.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to silhouette as much. And I feel like the more you get into fashion and the more you learn about styling and more things about fashion in general, you learn more about silhouettes and like how things flow and how there is no, like, I remember, especially back in the day, there was so many videos about how a t-shirt should fit, how jeans should fit, how this should fit. But then you kind of learn that there's no one way that something should fit.
No.
You can have anything from a crop jean to like just a no break or a slight break or a full break or just a full stack.
Yeah.
Everything works.
It's just like high rise, low rise,
literally like everything. Literally
boot cut,
everything.
Rigid, like there's so many.
Your t-shirt can look like anything. Like it doesn't matter. Like
it's how you want it.
Exactly. It's how you want it, and it's more about the overall silhouette that you look at and the outfit as a whole than that one individual piece. So, like a crop t-shirt might look hideous with a certain outfit, and might look fantastic with another one. So
yeah, it's all trial and error for sure.
Exactly.
I think one of the things I get the most online is because I like a lot of oversized things or like Balenciaga inspired by that kind of look. So like big shoulders. And I get a lot of comments being like, that doesn't fit you. And I'm like, you don't understand.
That is exactly how it's meant to fit.
Yeah. I like the fact that it doesn't fit me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it was like tight and like a classic, what do you call it? Regular fit, like a jacket, like you said before, trying to put like a certain layering piece underneath, or even a t-shirt that has like a drop shoulder, wouldn't necessarily feel correct in that kind of thing. So it's entirely down to personal preference. So
that's the problem of like when you put yourself out there online though.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you'll get people with all kinds of different styles, different backgrounds, and they'll all come at you, and you can have one comment that's, this is the most amazing outfit I've ever seen, and the one below that's, this is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Everyone's just going to put their opinion out there. So
you just got to keep sticking true to yourself.
Keep doing you.
Yes.
You'll find your tribe.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
For people listening, where can they find you online?
Tim the Saint anywhere. The Saint is not spelled the Saint. It's spelled D-E-S-S-A-I-N-T. On all the platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Thank you. Thank you for joining this week's episode of My Favorite F-Word. If you liked what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe or follow so you're first to know when a new episode is released. Let us know if you really liked it by rating us 5 stars and leave a lovely review however you're listening. You can find me on Instagram @Galax. See you next time. Insanity Group.